Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jyotisham Ayanam Sakshad. Yattad Gyanamatindriyam. Panitam Bhavata Yena. Puman Veda Paravaram. Jyotisham Ayanam Sakshat. Yattad Gyanamatindriyam. Pranitam Bhavata Yena. Puman Veda Paravaram. Jyotisham. Knowledge of astrology. Along with other aspects of culture in human society. And specifically in civilized society, there must be knowledge of astrology. Ayanam, the movements of the stars and planets in relationship to human society. Sakshat, Sakshat, directly, Yattat Gyanam, such knowledge, Ati Indriyam, which an ordinary person cannot understand because it is beyond his vision. Pranitam Bhavata. You have prepared a perfect book of knowledge. Yena, by which? Puman, any person. Veda, can understand. Para avaram, the cause and effect of destiny. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O great saintly person, you have compiled the astrological knowledge by which one can understand past and present unseen things. By the strength of this knowledge, any human being can understand what he has done in the past life and how it affects his present life. This is known to you. Purport. The word destiny is now defined. Unintelligent persons who do not understand the meaning of life are just like animals. Animals do not know the past, present, and future of life, nor are they able to understand it. But a human being can understand this if he is sober. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, dhiras tatva namuhyati, a sober person is not bewildered. The simple truth is that although life is eternal, in this material world, one changes from one body to another. Foolish people, especially in this age, do not understand this simple truth. Krishna says, Dehinos minyata dehe kumbharam yovanam jada. Tata dehantara praptir dhiras tatva namuhyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body, from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Krishna, the greatest authority, says that the body will change. And as soon as the body changes, one's whole program of work changes also. Today I am a human being or a great personality. But tomorrow I may become a dog. And then whatever activities I have performed in this life will be a failure. This simple truth is now rarely understood. But one who is a dhīra can understand this. Those in this material world for material enjoyment should know that because their present position will cease to exist, they must be careful in how they act. This is also stated by Rishabhadev. Nasadu monye yata atmano yam asan api kleshada asadeya. Although this body is temporary, as long as we have to live in this body, we must suffer. Whether one has a short life or a long life, one must suffer the threefold miseries of material life. Therefore, any gentleman, dhīra, must be interested in jyotisha, astrology. Nanda Maharaj was trying to take advantage of the opportunity afforded by Garga Muni's presence. For Garga Muni was a great authority in this knowledge of astrology, by which one can see the unseen events of the past, present, and future. It is the duty of a father to understand the astrological position of his children and do what is needed for their happiness. Now, taking advantage of the opportunity afforded by the presence of Garga Muni, Nanda Maharaj suggested that Garga Muni prepare a horoscope for Nanda's two sons, Krishna and Balaram. So this can be misunderstood and taken out of context, thinking that this is Prabhupada's real purport. This is, now he's actually revealing the truth. You know, they were all meant to become very interested in our horoscopes. But let me just clarify it. This is appropriate in the Varnashram society, in material society. There is need to take astrological guidance. Just like a person who has a busy schedule has to have a wristwatch and has to know what time it is. You know, he has to make his appointments, or a student. Prabhupada said brahmachari should all have wristwatches. They have to know what time it is and follow a schedule. So busy people who follow a schedule have to know what time it is. And people who are concerned about doing the right thing and making correct choices, not just whimsically or on a superficial basis, should follow the calculations of time and circumstances afforded by the astrological science. You know, the astrologer will tell you what is up, what is coming up, what pitfalls await you. It's a life of suffering, but the astrologer can tell you when and how and in what form the suffering is going to come. And maybe give you a few hints on how you can steer around it or mitigate it. And he'll tell you about some pleasure. And in fact, if he's a materialistic astrologer, he'll tell you just about the good things, because that's what you pay him for. But if he's an honest astrologer, he'll tell you about all the horrible things that are about to happen to you. So that's useful in material society, up to the level of the brahminical level of Varnashram society. But beyond that, in the transcendental realm of devotional service, it doesn't have that much use. And then, on the topmost level of Krishna's pastimes, it comes back into use, but as part of the pastime. Garga Muni, the participant in Krishna's Leela, happens to be a great astrologer. So Krishna's father is encouraging him to contribute his knowledge. It's part of the pastime. In Goloka, the ordinary human society, and rather in Gokula, not in Vaikuntha so much, but in Gokula, the ways of ordinary village life are reflected or imitated. Not really imitated, it's the other way around. The village life of the material world reflects, is a cheap imitation of Gokula. But what we find in one realm is found in the other. No matter which one of the two you take as your point of reference, you'll see reflection in the other. In the villages, astrology is important. You can purchase in the marketplace, there's one bookstore here in Govardhan, only one. And there's a limited selection of books. It's not, you know, a huge bookstore. There's only a few hundred books. But one of them, right up on the front shelf, is the Panchika. The book that tells you what the influence of the stars are and what days is auspicious for your wedding or your samskara, what day is auspicious according to the stars for planting wheat or for harvesting wheat. This is all told in the Panchika, the almanac. So all the farmers buy the farmer's almanac and go by the guidance given to them by the astrologers. And when a child is born, when a marriage is to be performed, they consult the astrologers when a marriage is to be arranged, even in the villages. So that's there in the original form in Gokula. But that's part of the pastimes in the spiritual world. For us as sadhakas, what use, not much, should we have for this astrology? It's not that a brahmachari should consult his I Ching in the morning. Should I go to Mangalarti? Should I not? You know, brahmachari doesn't have complex choices to make. His schedule is fixed. No matter what the stars say, you're supposed to go to Mangalarti, whether it's auspicious day or not. A brahmachari doesn't care about that, or shouldn't. Now, maybe when you become a grihastha, you have to consult an astronomer once in a while. Yeah, but still, your devotional schedule is fixed. You know, should I chant my rounds, or is it a bad day for chanting? We don't ask those questions. Therefore, we don't have to go to astrologers very often. And neither did the Brijbasis. Here, Garga Muni is arriving. He's the right man to do it. And it's time for Krishna's Namakarana ceremony. And he's the priest of the Yadu family. So this is a good opportunity to take advantage of his skills, contributing them to the pleasure of Krishna's pastimes. Prabhupada gives a very sober purport here. Animals cannot understand the meaning of life. And human beings who don't understand the purpose of their life are not much better than animals. Animals don't understand past, present, and future. They just know the immediate present. They're hungry, they see the food, they use their intelligence to figure out how to get the food. That's the best they can do, if they're smart animals. If they're stupid animals, they just go hungry. But human beings can understand not just the immediate needs of filling their bellies, but they can understand the consequences of the past and of the future. And then interest in the calculations of these things as given by the maps of the stars, that becomes interesting to human beings. A human being can understand the consequences of his past activities that will be projected into the future if he is sober, Prabhupada says. This is the criterion. Dhiras tatra na muhyati. A human being who is not self-controlled, who doesn't practice to some extent shamas and damas, control of the mind and senses, he will be adhira. And he will be confused. You know, he'll have his human intelligence, but that human intelligence will become degraded very easily by circumstances. Some people, from minute to minute, they lose their intelligence. Every time someone says Buddha to them, they lose their intelligence and start cursing. And other people are relatively sober. But the more sober you are, the more you avoid becoming bewildered. The more you can understand the real purpose of your life. Prabhupada gives the example that if you're riding on the train, it may be uncomfortable, and you may have something to complain about. That someone's, you know, sitting you know, occupying part of your seat, and that they haven't brought the food around. You can have a number of complaints, but why get upset about it? You're only going to be on the train for 3 hours, and you can relax and have a good meal when you get to your destination. Like that, we're only in this material world for some some finite amount of time. Hopefully in one lifetime we'll finish up our business and be at our destination. And that's only a few years. So we should be patient and not so much upset about the bad circumstances of our trip. We should be aware of where we're going and have that as our prime interest. Dhiras tatvana muyati. That's what makes you sober, is that your intelligence is focused on your destination. And then Prabhupada warns, quoting from the Gita, that the body is changing. It will change. You will die. And after you die, you'll have to get another body. And it may be a worse body than the one you have now, if you've done more bad than good. You'll become degraded in the next life. And what you've done in this life, Prabhupada says, will be a failure. What's the use of living comfortably for a few years, accumulating wealth and power, if you're going to have to be a dog the next life? You know, you've ridden comfortably on a train that's taking you to the wrong destination. That's foolish. So you've enjoyed 2 hours of luxury, but you've gone to the wrong place. And you ruined your business. You know, by going to the wrong destination, you've lost the deal. You've lost the advantage that would have been gained by going to the right place. We have to, again, keep our minds on the goal. Prabhupada again warns, those in this material world, for material enjoyment, those who are in this world for the purpose of material enjoyment should be warned, Prabhupada says, should know that because their present position will cease to exist, they must be careful in how they act. This is not a guess. This is not a wild mystic speculation, you know, that I've looked in my crystal ball and I can see that your present position will cease to exist. Of course it will. Anybody can tell you that. That whatever your position is, good or bad, and whatever your position may change into, it's not going to be the same. Your present position will cease to exist. It will not last forever. That anybody can tell you, without a doubt. You don't have to be a magician to say that, to be able to tell that. Whatever it is, it's going to change. It's not going to remain the same. So you have to be careful in how you act. Because what will determine what it changes into? What will determine whether it changes for the better or the worse? It's going to change. You know, the day turns into night. The summer turns into winter. You can't stop it. Things will move around in the cycle of samsara. The wheel turns. So the question is, how do I know, or how do I determine that is going to change for the better and not the worse? The answer is, be careful in how you act. What you do now, how you respond to the responsibilities of the present, will determine whether your future is good or bad. Fulfill your responsibilities properly, be sober, your future will be better. And do otherwise, and your future will be much worse. It can be much worse, no matter what it is. Now, you can think like that. No matter how bad it is now, it could be worse. But that's also a warning. You can make it worse by how you respond to the present. Of course, Nanda Maharaj doesn't have to worry about that. He has no risk of his degrading himself. He's not going to do such things because he has pure love for Krishna. We can avoid degrading ourselves by taking the shelter of astrology if we want, or of Vedic rituals, or of yoga practice. And these things may or may not protect us to some degree. But the only sure protection from degradation is to become a pure devotee, to become fully dependent on Krishna's mercy, and be confident of it. Krishna rakshasiti vishwaso. Confidence that Krishna will protect you. Protect you from what? Protect you from your mother-in-law? Protect you from the government? From the bad weather? No, protect you from falling down into the lower species of life. Svalbam apyasya dharamasya trayate mahato bayat. Even a little of the performance of this dharma, Bhagavad dharma, saves you from the most fearful danger. Mahato bayat, the biggest fear. And what is that? That next time you'll be a dog or a pig. That's about as bad as it can get. You lose the opportunities that you had in this human form of life by becoming a low species animal in the next life. That's a great fear. I think that's identified by Prabhupada in his purport as what Krishna is meaning by the greatest fear, that you'll become an animal in your next life. So the most sure way to avoid that danger is to become a pure devotee of the Lord. Then you don't have any risk of such degradation. Whereas those who are following the taking shelter of Varnashram Dharma, taking shelter of astrology, taking shelter of Vedic rituals, they might succeed to some extent, or they might fail, depending on whether they do everything right, but no assurance. Mayeva ye papadyante maya me tam tarantite. But those who take shelter of me, I guarantee them success. They will transcend. It's not maybe. Taranti is simple present tense. They do it. They do transcend illusion. Not maybe, not if certain conditions are met. No, the simple condition is surrender to Krishna. Take full shelter of Krishna. No other conditions required. No fine print. Sometimes in the Palashrutis, promises, one who hears this narration with face and attention will achieve, Swarga Loka, will get all his desires fulfilled, and so on. Big list of promises. But there's fine print on the bottom. Faith and attention means, this and that, and they're hard conditions to meet, to actually listen with faith and attention. How much attention are we listening to our japa with? How much faith, are we actually convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he's our best friend? How much are we really convinced of that? Why are we looking to others for shelter if we're convinced fully that Krishna is our best friend? Why are we acting like materialists if we're convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the object of all worship and love? So we have a problem. We're not fully convinced. We're not listening with full faith and attention. So the bottom, fine print is there. That shru 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 shraddhana. So we have to become shru 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 and shraddhana. Actually listening, wanting to hear. A person, when he's desperate, when you're in a situation, you've fallen into a hole in the ground, a well, and you're stuck, in a narrow passage, and you can't get out. But someone comes to save you, the professional savers come, and they tell you, okay, we're going to get you out of there, but follow our instructions. Otherwise, you could fall down and break your neck. So you listen carefully then, because your life is at stake. When you're desperate, you listen carefully. We should be desperate and listen very carefully to the instructions that Krishna gives in the Gita, that our spiritual master, that Prabhupada is giving us in the Bhagavatam, in his purports, like in this purport, we should listen as if our life depended on it. That's shu. Listening desperately, with desperate attention. That if I don't listen, I'm in trouble. If I space out and don't listen, I'm in serious trouble. I could slip and break my neck. And Shraddhadana, and trusting it, being confident that what Prabhupada is speaking in these purports is the absolute truth directly dictated to him by Krishna. Whether he makes a little grammatical mistake here or there, or says something in funny English, that doesn't matter. It's the absolute truth given to him by Krishna himself. And therefore we should be convinced of the value and importance of these words. That's Shushu and Shraddhadana. Then we can get taste for hearing about Krishna. And then we'll be delivered from all miseries. Hare Krishna. So any questions or comments? Yes, ma'am.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
The first one is, he quoted a verse of Vishabhad Eva, and I heard this often, and I couldn't really understand why is it worded this way.
Yes?
Although temporary is full of misery, but I thought, I wonder why you say also, because the fact that it's temporary is a sign that's full of misery.
Well, it's also a sign that one may take it that, okay, I'm suffering, but I only have to suffer for some time. Then I'll be dead, and I can rest in peace. You know, someone could think like that. You know, oh, okay, life's miserable, but it's not going to last forever. So it's, but it's not only temporary, but you're going to suffer. You can't avoid it. Don't think that it being temporary. Okay, it's temporary. And I'm a big man. I can suffer a little bit of pain. But wait till you actually experience everything that Maya can throw at you. Then see how much a big man you are and how much you can put up with. Even though you claim, ah, it's just temporary. You know, we're going to battle. It's only going to last a few hours. They're going to throw a few bullets at us. Wait till you're actually in the battle for a few hours and see how you can take it. Yeah, so just because it's temporary doesn't mean it's going to be so easy. That's one way to look at it.
I see devotees, and we also had this discussion because we were, before I left for Vancouver, we were on this chapter.
Yes.
And at some point we were discussing this. And the importance of astrology, yeah, in devotees' life, in some devotees, I see them, they're concerned with astrology. Some others quote Prabhupada and said that it's not so important. So,
yes.
It's not ultimate, but it can be useful.
It can be useful in the organization, the civilized or systematic organization of human society. In Varnashram Dharma, it's useful. It's practically required. As Prabhupada said, it's required. It's required for normal functioning of the civilized human society. But cats and dogs don't use it. They don't know what to do with it. And if human beings are living like cats and dogs, they can't make any good use of it. They can fool around with it, but they're so stupid and misled that even given good information, they misuse it anyway. Or they go to stupid or cheating astrologers and get wrong information anyway. So yes.
It can be used to know one's psychophysical nature.
Yeah, but you know how much psychoanalysis do devotees need? I know I'm in Maya. Do I have to pick apart how I'm in Maya? You know, how much do I need to delve into the filth of my brain? I know it's filthy. Do I have to stick my head in the sewage? You know, I know I'm a mess. You know, I don't need an astrologer to tell me that. What I'm trying to do is clean myself up. Remember that I'm Krishna's devotee. I don't have to so much get into the details of how I'm in Maya. Maya Port Jennifer. Yes, please.
Maybe add a bit.
Yes.
To what you were saying there for the, I grew up with forth this time, and I've seen over however many years where people, they get into astrology and they don't just purview a little bit, but people that get into astrology, they generally really get into it. They end up falling into Maya with that. Generally, there's a few places here and there where it's useful. Marriages, for instance, it's helpful to know if you have the same psychophysical nature without necessarily having a relationship with the other person first. That's very useful.
Yes.
And a few other things, maybe. But generally what happens is people get into it, they really get into it, and they waste years of their life just trying to analyze astrology and see how they fit in with it.
Yes. Yes. That's what actually happens in many cases. You get carried away, and you're thinking about the workings of the material nature. You know, meditating on Maya. Is that auspicious? And then, if you become the customer of the astrologer, he may tell you, "Well, you know, you're just surrendering to Krishna too much. You should do this. You know, you should do something else. Do this ritual. Buy a gem. This is, you know, what you need is a ruby. I can sell you a good ruby. You know, what will really protect you is a good stone." You know, and I just happen to have one here to tell you. So, this is what you can get into with astrologers. A deceased godbrother of mine, Akshobhya Prabhu, he was a good poet. He wrote a poem called Pluto and Blupo. Yeah, my Pluto's in Blupo and I have to make the scene. Means purport that, my stars tell me I'm supposed to be in Maya, so I might as well just be in Maya. Okay, anything else? Okay, thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.